Yeah, for exhaust. Just be happy enough from a Donegal point of view to take the 2 points. It didn't look good with about 10 minutes to go in the match, and looked like Meath were going to. They were 4 points up at that stage, and probably could have been 6-7 up. But give Donegal credit; they dug deep and they got the goal on the parting stage. You know, Keith McGonigal and Furniston followed the ball in, and end up the keeper didn't come off his line quick enough, and they probably made the basket full, and Kieran McGonigal just got his hand on it, knocked in the net, and then they got scored 1-3 to without reply from me and them last 10 minutes of the match. So that's what won it. It's great character and everything else, but the performance, you feel it wouldn't be good enough to beat some of the bigger teams in the division. But yeah, it's great to have 4 points after two games.
And looking at that, Martin, suppose there's a lot made of Donegal players missing currently. Suppose one really positive thing we can take from Donegal currently, there's a lot of different players, new players maybe getting more game time, which is vital at this time of the year.
That's exactly it. You know, that's the important thing about it. You know, we saw Mayo today as well using younger players well and giving them that experience of playing that level. That's probably the big plus of being maybe in Division 2, that you can play them players, use them. The other thing is, you know, Stephen McMenamin and Owen McHugh made a big difference when they came off the bench last night, and that's what you know it's great to have the quality of that player that you can take off the bench. And I think, yeah, you're building a squad, because that's what you're going to need down the road. You're going to need a squad of players to compete, particularly when you get into, you know, hopefully you get into the Super 8s or that. The benches becomes very important. You're playing every week. You're going to pick up injuries. You're going to pick up suspensions and that there. And you know, you have people fighting for places. So when the other players who do, when they come back, when they do get back and get into it, that there's pressure on them and there's pressure on for the places. So that is definitely a big plus. And suppose maybe after Dublin and Kerry, and maybe to a lesser extent Mayo, we have probably the next row we're up there with them as having a very, very good squad of players on to pick from. So yeah, it's an important part of it.
Is that something Donegal lacked over the last number of years, maybe, Martin, having that strength and depth within the county?
Yeah, I think maybe at times, you know, just the whole thing has changed. In the past you only needed probably three subs to come off the bench, and that's all you needed. But now with sin bins and picking up injuries and games coming every week, you need at least 30 players available, and to put pressure on a training and all that there. So yeah, probably in the past we didn't have this. Is, and I think it was Martin McGahoney said it's the best squad of players that he's ever played with in Donegal. It may mean that it's the best team he's ever played with, but the best squad. So that's how important the squad is, and we see it week to week. You know, I witnessed today at the Tyrone Mayo game where Mayo definitely, you know, they picked up players that's making a difference. So yeah, from Donegal's point of view, the squad is, and you know, we talk about the players we have to come back, and that's a big plus. Now if we can pick up 2 points next week against Tipperary and have 6 when we go into the break, and hopefully at that stage, you know, you'd hope to maybe have Michael Murphy at least back, depending on hopefully the door players are not back that they beat Cardiff. And so, you know, from that point of view, your squad is definitely getting stronger, and that will give you a big lift to see them players coming back into it as well, and probably put more pressure on for places.
Is that something that Declan has this year, the commodity of playing players, giving them the opportunity? Because in Division 1, we know, Martin, it's extremely hard to blood new players. It's really, really difficult. But in Division 2, there's that little gap there that you can actually maybe try out different things and not be as punished as much.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, when you're in Division 1, you know, potentially you're in Division 1, you want to stay there. Like, you know, you have to put out your full team every week because you want to get the points to stay there. And Division 2, you definitely can use players. Like, you know, it's great to see how well Brent McCall is doing at fullback. He's got them 2 games under his belt. You have Connor Morrison in the corner. You know, these players that come in this year doing really, really well. You know, Keenan McGonigal went to midfield last night and particularly finished the game very, very well, getting the goal and that block that he made. So yeah, definitely that does give you a chance to look at them players. What the situation that has happened with the injuries in Donegal and Gidor, you know, one in the Ulster club and doing well, that has given that opportunity. And that definitely, when we look at it, you know, it is better to be in Division 2 because it does give you a chance to look at players and, you know, getting ready. And, you know, you're definitely better going into an Ulster Championship, you know, coming out and maybe hopefully getting promotion from Division 2 than maybe struggling in Division 1, where, you know, when you're struggling with having to play your full team every week.
looking at some of the results in Division 2 just today, we look at Clare came to Armagh and Park Esler. It finished 210 to 113. Kildare beat Cork at home 110 to 10 points. And Fermanagh and Tipperary drew, Martin.
Yeah, I suppose you look at it, you know, bar Donegal, you say that Kildare and Armagh are the two best teams in it, you know, probably maybe Meath then the next team in it, you know. So, you know, Armagh will be very disappointed because they think they finished the game with 13 men. You know, the indiscipline is causing them a lot of problems, you know, because they seem to be coasting. They had the game won and they conceded then that late goal. You know, they'll be very disappointed with that because they, you know, they had the 2 points. So they end up now with, instead of, probably they should have had 4 points. Now they only end up with 2 draws. So, from that they'll be disappointed with that. But look, you have to give Clare a lot of credit. You know, they kept batting at the end. They had no fear and they came down there and they got that great goal to get a draw. So that's worth a one to them the way it is. So it's going to be a tough division. You know, Meath are probably after getting beat last night in a game that they, at the stage they had won. They were looking at on 4 points. Now they're looking at having maybe a relegation fight. So a great result for Kildare, but we know Kildare have a lot of quality players about them. I know they lost Daniel Flynn, they still have a lot of quality. We saw them last year. We watched them and the Super 8 this year as well. So you look at it, the last game, hopefully when it comes down to that last game in Ballyshannon between Donegal and Kildare, Porrig, that it doesn't really matter that both teams are up at that stage.
And we look at Fermanagh as well, going to Tipperary, Semple Stadium. Not an easy place to go and try and get a result. They got a draw, Martin, which isn't a bad result.
No, not a bad result for them, considering, you know, there's no Seamus Quigley and there's no Thomas Corrigan. I mean, their two best forwards this last couple of years are not there with them. So it was, you know, a draw would have, you know, they've got 2 points out of Cork and Tipperary, so they'll be happy enough with picking up 2 points there. Maybe in the end up they were disappointing because they probably were had that when they were 7-5 up against Cork in that game one. You know, and today they looked like they were going to lose it and they got a late goal and then it looked like they were going to win it and Tipperary got that equalised point. So yeah, Fermanagh, you know, I mean, they would be favourites to go down, so they've picked up 2 points in that division now and they'll be happy enough with that. And you know, next weekend's games are going to be very, very important, particularly in the how tight it is for the teams that play. The likes of Armagh have got 2 draws, Fermanagh have got 2 draws, Clare have picked up a point today, you know, Tipperary have 1 point. It's going to be, next week's games are going to be very important to everybody. And suppose the teams at the bottom will be hoping that Donegal are good enough to go to Thurles and pick up the 2 points next week for it.
In Division 1, it's tightened up once again. Roscommon, so it was a big, I wouldn't say a shock, but Monaghan got into Dr. Hyde Park. Dr. Hyde Park isn't an easy place to go. Roscommon just got the victory, no more, 112 to 13 points. Monaghan came in after last weekend's victory against the Dubs, so a lot of people would have fancied Monaghan there, but unfortunately not.
Yeah, I think everybody fancied Monaghan, but that sums up Monaghan. A couple of years ago, they had a big one in the first round of their championship, and then Down, they were red hot favourites, and Down beat them in Armagh, and that was a tip game. And then last year, they were expected to easily beat Armagh again. The same thing happened to them today. You know, it's something, I don't know how you can, as they say, bottle that. Monaghan seemed to be more comfortable in their playing teams that's expected to beat them nearly in that situation. They seem to just maybe get too complacent or whatever, and then I think Young O'Hanlon picked up a straight red card today as well. So that means he missed a game as well. So I think that you know, it does leave the thing tight, especially if people expected Roscommon and Cavan not to pick up any points. But, you know, Cavan very unlucky in their two games as well. But great result for Roscommon, and Tyrone go there next week. And now, like, Roscommon have 1 point on the board, Tyrone have known. That's a big, big game for Tyrone. They're going to need to pick up a victory next week in that match. But I was at their game today, Porrigan. The Tyrone people were leaving the ground with 20 minutes to go today. That's how disappointing the team were.
On that factor of Tyrone, is it an All-Ireland hangover maybe from some of the players trying to get back into things? Maybe they tapered off training, didn't start as early as other counties. Would that play into the hand of Tyrone currently?
I think that's a fair enough point. I mean, we take me old, it's 6 weeks before Christmas, hard training. Their training since Christmas, really working and training hard. You can see that today in the match where Tyrone were away on a holiday and everything else. So definitely, you know, they're hoping Tyrone still that they'll beat Roscommon, beat Cavan, and pick up enough points to stay in the division. But definitely, the disappointing thing was they tried Peter Hart in the full forward line today to push him up, and it didn't really work. They've lost Mark Bradley, who's not going to be available to them. Conor McAllister's injured. And, you know, they don't have anybody inside that full forward line. Colm Kavanagh, of course, is out injured as well, and he was a big miss to, you know, to be the leader on the field and drop back and support the, particularly their full back then, who struggled, particularly the first half. Andy Moran was like a young man running around today in the first half. Aidan O'Shea was very, very good on the 40 as well. So I think that, yeah, I think Tyrone are just, you know, no after the All-Ireland final and everything else, but I think they're struggling. They're particularly struggling up front. They don't have the quality of player up front. And the other thing is, they don't have that quality inside forward. And the other thing is, their midfield were very, very poor today. They got well beaten in the middle of the field today. So yeah, definitely Mickey Hart has a lot of work to do, because, you know, Matty Donnelly really tried hard and had to put in a big shift, all right, but other than that, he wouldn't pick out any Tyrone player today. And, you know, as I said, normally Tyrone supporters don't leave, but they were leaving today.
Sean O'Shea kicked 12 points as Kerry beat Cavan 16 points to 13. Martin, all accounts, Cavan were going extremely well at half time, but Kerry just once again grinded out that victory and shown their class in the second half.
Yeah, I think that goes back to exactly what you said earlier on about Donegal having a squad and Kerry having a squad, and Dublin and these teams having squads. Cavan just don't have a squad of players, and you know, they're going really well. And then when you need them fresh legs to come on, because you have to, because, you know, every game is now nearly 40 minutes halves. Most of them are close enough 40 minutes halves. It's 80 minute game. You do, especially in heavy conditions, you need them subs to come on. And Cavan just don't have that squad of players. You know, their short yards, McKiernan, they'll make a big difference, but they just don't have that at the minute. And Cavan, they're building towards that there. They're playing a very, very young team. Yeah, they were very, very good for a long period in the game today, but it just shows you, Kerry, they always grind out that victory. It's a good victory for Kerry on the road. And I mean, that man Sean O'Shea seems to be the big player the last two weekends. He's definitely coming of age. There were a lot of pressure put on him. Kerry do put a lot of pressure on players down there, because they're all over the media and everything else saying these players are coming through. We heard a lot about Sean O'Shea a couple of years ago. We didn't see it this last couple of, but definitely this year so far. And his free taking is unbelievable. He's just like Morris Fitzgerald, probably training them all. He's like Morris Fitzgerald. The quality and the style he has of picking the ball. And you have to be very disciplined against Kerry. And we're looking forward to the big game next weekend when Dublin head down to Kerry to play them.
Yeah, that's definitely a mouth-watering encounter, Martin. And we'll keep eyes clued on that one, because Kerry are, well, they're going to try and stop this five in a row. But anyway, looking forward, Division 3, Sligo not getting the victory at home this afternoon. Down came and away with a victory, 112 to 110 in Division 3.
Yeah, well, you'd expect Down, they had about five players back. Like said, Kevin McKiernan and the Johnstone that back today. So you'd expect them Down to win that match today, because they were disappointing in that game that we covered in the McKenna Cup with Donegal. They were very disappointing for Leash to go to beat them last weekend as well. Louth, Pip, Leash and Crow Park yesterday. So again, a tough division. What you want to do is get out of it. Carlow ends up down with Westmeath as well. A lot of people tipping Westmeath after the Burn Cup to get out of it. So yeah, it's a difficult place to go, and it's hard to go from home and win matches like what Mayo did today, or like what Down do. So it's a good result for Down. They'll get some more. Sligo, most of the team are under 25. They're actually building a new young team there. But again, in Division 3 and Division 4, the important thing for it is try to get out of them divisions to get playing at a higher level. And that's what most of the teams are going to want to do, especially the likes of Down. We shouldn't see Down. I never thought I'd see the day that I'll be saying to you that Down were in Division 3.
Another team in Division 4, we never thought that we would be saying that they'd be in the Division 4. It's Derry. They welcomed London to Ballon the Screen this afternoon. They had a fine performance. 19 points to 1-9 was the final score. Damien McAleern was extremely happy after his side's victory. But look, Derry should be getting out of Division 4 this year, Martin.
Ah, yeah, you're spot on, right? You know, even when you hear a Derry manager saying he's happy beating London at home in a National League game, that's where Derry are at, and that's how disappointing it is. You know, they promise a lot, Derry, and we hear a lot about them. Club football is probably the best club football outside Dublin in the country that they have, and so disappointing they can't put it together at county level. But look what they've got. They got over Antrim by a point, lucky enough, and at least now they've beaten London. Now they're going to have to improve, but you expect them maybe to improve on that. We know they have the quality of player, and you would expect them to get out of Division 4. As you said, it's 25 years since they won that All-Ireland. They've been knocking it over in the one National League, and it's so disappointing to say that Derry, you know, we talk about one of the greatest games we've ever seen was in 1994 between Derry and Down, and now one in Division 3 and another in Division 4. Hopefully both of them can get up, especially Derry or Division 4.
Well, all signals are good so far from Derry. Before we let you go, Martin, good performance by the Donegal ladies. They went into Croke Park last night to take on the All-Ireland and the National League champions. They came out with a victory. Well, nobody tipped them to do that, but they did.
No, nobody tipped them, and, you know, fair play to Maxi and his management team and all the ladies. A great performance. Any day you go to the East, there aren't many teams at any level beaten Dublin and Croke Park. So Dublin, they're All-Ireland champions. They hadn't been beaten since last March, so it was a great victory. And Dublin had nine of the team that won the All-Ireland play, so it was, you know, it wasn't that Dublin were looking at players, and we had a lot of players on, and it was a great victory. And for all the you know, the young girls that played from Donegal is there, so we have a lot of talent in the men's team in Donegal, and we seem to, it's great that we have a lot of talent in the ladies team as well coming through. We have a lot of quality there, so it's a great start for Donegal. But now the next day, make sure they don't do a monon on it now the next day and go out and get caught, because, you know, don't get carried away with anything else. Keep the feet on the ground, and, you know, hopefully next weekend we have the 2-1s as well for the men's and the ladies. But a great performance. Any day you go to Croke Park and beat Dublin, All-Ireland champions, is great.